Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council says that Israel's aggression against Syria, as well as the Syrian and resistance forces there, is unacceptable. Ali Shamkhani says the Israeli aggression is a violation of Syria's territorial integrity. The top Iranian security official warned that if Israel continues such measures, we'll receive a firm and deterrent response. Shamkhani made the comments in a meeting with the Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim in Tehran. Mualim said that Iranian military advisors are in Syria at the government's request, and it's tasked with providing their security. The top Syrian diplomat arrived in Tehran earlier on Tuesday. He has also held talks with his Iranian counterpart, Mohammad Javad Zarif, about the latest developments in Syria. Jim Dean is a managing editor at Veterans Today, who joins us from Ohio. So we have heard what the Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council has said about Israel. But let's start off as to what reasons is Israel attacking Syria, in which it claims that it's targeting Iranian targets there?
Well, we've had this long-running game here where you had the Israelis continuing to attack Iranian forces, and basically they just don't want the Iranians to get established and help defeat them what they have done in Syria. They feel very bitter. They were close to a few years ago, before the Russians came in, finishing Assad off. A lot of us were thinking that Syria was only a few months away, and the Russians came in and changed all that. So Israel has been very vengeful, and they also know the Iranians played a very key role in helping support Hezbollah and their troops. Because Syria could not fight all of the major ISIS pockets that were trying to overthrow the country by the old adage of death by a thousand cuts. So they needed a lot of help, and they got it to hang on long enough for Russia to come in. But the problem now is Iran has to be careful, and although I know they're very angry, to not do anything on a unilateral basis, because both Russia and Turkey are in the same problem with having Israel continue to do these attacks. And I would counsel the Iranian military and leadership that they really needed to confront Israel with a coalition and not by themselves, because the U.S. is not going to want to support anything to dial back these Israeli attacks, because the U.S. is there doing the attacks themselves. So they have to show a united Syrian anti-terror coalition front. And I would be very careful of any unilateral moves by Iran, because they could be counterproductive.
Well, at this point, the rhetoric and the exchanges are heating up based on what has occurred in the past weeks. And of course, Iran has always claimed, and this needs to be stated, that there they have no military forces on the ground. They have advisors on the ground. If Israel increases its strikes, then there's going to be a reaction, I'm guessing. But shouldn't the international community, via, let's say, the UN, stop Israel from attacking another sovereign nation? I mean, after all, they're attacking another country without a mandate.
They are, but the UN has been allowing this and really done nothing since it began. The problem is they're stuck with the Security Council without a unanimous vote. You can't get anything done, so the cork is in the bottle there. So you're not going to see any help from the UN. But the key to it is shooting down the Israeli planes. And unfortunately, Russia seems to be compromised somehow, because it says a very careful language that their S-400 systems are there to defend Russian bases and Russian soldiers. And so far, even with the S-300s, they've said those are being used by the Syrian forces to combat the Israeli strikes. But as we see now, even the upgraded S-300s are not able to get all of these barrage missile attacks that are coming on. So we have a problem that, as long as the Russians sit back and say, we are under no circumstances going to shoot down an Israeli plane, even if it's attacking Syria, that's giving the Israelis the go-ahead to continue these attacks. So really, the spotlight is on what Russia's doing. Turkey, of course, isn't claiming to do anything to interfere with these Israeli attacks. So it's showing that the Western coalition is being able to intimidate the Syrian coalition, because the major allies will do nothing to stop the Israeli attacks.
Very well. Thank you very much. We're going to leave it there. That's editor at Veterans Today, Jim Dean, managing editor at Veterans Today. Thank you.